Welcome to the Shoe Pathways Podcast. This is your one-stop shop to get information, tips, and tricks of how to get ahead in a media career. Without any further ado, let's listen to some radio DJs, podcasters, photographers, and more about how to get ahead in their respective careers.
I'm Kat Harborne. I get naked with my colleague Jenny Earls for a podcast. It's called The Naked Podcast. I also work for BBC Radio Sheffield here in Sheffield as a journalist, as a reporter, and sometimes pop up on air. I think for me, the most important advice that I could give anybody wanting a career in the media is just be really nice. People want to work with nice people. People want to work with people who are interested, who are interesting, who ask questions, who want to know the best way of getting something done. If you're in a situation and you don't know the answer, just ask somebody nicely. That's the only advice I can give. If you're going on a work experience placement, listen, read, look at all the social media of the place that you are going to, because you will get the most out of it if you know who people are in the station, if you're doing radio, if you know who the writers are, if you're going to a newspaper. Be interested, ask questions, get people's contact details, make sure people remember you, because you won't be the only person that goes through those doors. If people remember you and one day they think, oh, actually, we're doing an outside broadcast and we need an extra pair of hands, does anyone know anyone? The most likely person to come to people's minds is the person that was really nice and very helpful and doesn't seem to mind getting up early or doesn't mind, helping out. So for me, be nice, ask questions and be interested.
Rebecca Hart. I am account manager at Dragonfly PR. I'm here today at the Shoe Pathways. Best advice I can give you is, especially if you're wanting to get into PR, is to get some work experience. Get some work experience with agencies, in-house, even if you do something a bit freelance, just kind of get stuck in and make sure you've got that knowledge of the industry before you kind of go out and push for your job.
I'm Lottie. I am a resourcer in the ITV recruitment team. I actually studied at Sheffield Hallam University. I did media studies and I graduated in 2015. Best advice to get into ITV and the media industry in general, just show you're passionate, CVs, make your CV stand out, tailor it to the job you're looking for, and just make sure you really get across how passionate you are about getting into TV and working within the industry.
Towers from Sponge. I'm a talent acquisition specialist, and Sponge is a digital e-learning company. We're based in Devon, but have just opened an office in Sheffield. Some kind of key tips that I can think of is, if you're within kind of the digital realms, is to put together a portfolio. So that you have examples of work that you can send to us or other people, so that can really give people a good idea of the work that you're doing or what you're interested in.
My name is Yasmin and I work at Channel 4. A tip that I can give you to get into the TV industry is just to absolutely be yourself and get out there and find opportunities. Opportunities are not going to come to you, so make sure that you do all you can to kind of find different experiences in different organisations and different areas, and don't always think your journey is going to be straightforward. Sometimes you have to sidestep slightly, but kind of just work hard and you'll get there.
Hello, I'm Callum McDonald. I am a senior producer and presenter at BBC Radio 5 Live. But how did I get into that? By mistake, really. So I've always known I want to work in radio since I was like 11 years old. And so I kind of did everything I could to do that. When I was still in secondary school, we set up a school radio station. When I went to university in Edinburgh, I presented on the student radio station there, Fresh Air. We won lots of awards and stuff. And I think what was important at that point was while I was there, I picked up as much work experience as I possibly could. Mostly at the BBC, actually, which was fortunate, and just due to other people being very good to me and letting me do that. I think what I would say about those work experience placements and to anyone who gets a work experience placement is to absolutely own it. The number of people that we have that come in on work experience and they just don't really do anything is so disheartening. Like, they are absolute golden opportunities. They're rare as anything. So when you get in there, and this is what I did, when you get in there, you have to absolutely make your mark, offer to do stuff. I'll write that script, I'll cut that audio, here's a great idea I've had, here's a story we need to be doing, all of that, and that sets you apart. So that then at some point further down the line, you get back in touch with the people you met and you've kept in touch with, and you go, hi, I'd like you to pay me for this now, any chance of a job? And that's what I did, and now I'm there, and now I'm BBC staff, so bring on the redundancy.
I'm Paul Herman from Red Eye, the photography network, and we're an organisation that really supports people wanting to move into photography or develop their photographic work or their careers. And we're here today, it's absolutely rammed with people, which is great, and we've had a lot of people come up. Photography is, it can be a career, but for most people it's from their heart, it's something they love. And the best photographers live and breathe photography and then sort of develop a career on top of that. And that's more the case than it ever was. So we've just had an event where there was a photographer saying exactly that, that he really found what he wanted to do and used the rest of his work to kind of support that. So really in photography, it's about having a great standout body of work and then getting people interested in it. And then finding a way to support yourself, earn a living, whether it's all kinds of photography, other kinds of photography, or something else, that's fine. So what we're doing at Red Eye is we're looking at the possibilities of developing a career, business models that might work for you, and there's all sorts of different possibilities. It's not a simple career path, but it's, as I say, balancing different things and making sure you concentrate on what you love and what you really want to do, but also being professional up to, you know, it's really important.
So my name's Paul Brown and I run Fly Cheese Studio, which is an animation studio primarily, but we teach people with autism and Asperger's to do all different forms of digital media. I think my advice to students looking for a career path in that area would be, make sure that you keep your portfolio live all the time. So make sure that you're constantly working, not just at uni, but in between. So if you have a summer break or whatever, you keep your portfolio live. I think the answer to the question in how you can get work is to work hard now. And then future employers will see that, they'll see your dedication, and they'll see the commitment that you've got. And that'll make you stand out from other students, potentially.
Hi, so my name is Rob Speranza. I am the director of the South Yorkshire Filmmakers Network. A piece of advice I can give people that want to start off in the industry, film and television, I've said this many times at different networking events and stuff, and talks that I've given, have a car and drive if you want to be a runner driver, you know, and if you have a little bit of experience of the area that you're in and you know it, you know where it is, it's a good idea to try and then use that expertise about the area that you're in to kind of say, oh, I can help you because I can find this, I can find that, I know where the nearest hardware store is, I know where, you know, the organization is, oh, you're in Sheffield, we should talk to the South Yorkshire Filmmakers Network, I'm a member of that and I can show you around and that kind of thing. And then the other piece of advice is to work on other people's films in addition to your own. Try to get an assistant role on something that is not being made by just yourself or your best friend or whatever, or you know, colleagues in the university, but work on other people's films so you can get an idea of how they do it because, you know, everybody's got different styles of working and different, you know, levels of experience. So finding out about those projects, how do you do that? You can find out about those things through something like the South Yorkshire Filmmakers Network, Shooting People, Screen Yorkshire, different, you know, organizations like that that often spread the word out about different projects happening in the region, or across the country, to be honest.
Olivia, I'm a post-production assistant at True North Productions, which is basically I assist the editors in making TV programmes. And I got my job from doing work experience. So I finished uni, really struggled like finding a job. So I just did as much free work as possible, ITV, stuff like that. It's really hard. It does get you down, but then you're in the right place at the right time, and when a job came up, I got it straight away. So I'd just say do as much free work as possible and don't let it get you down.
Okay, hi, I'm Conrad McCrodden, and I'm representing the National Youth Film Academy. If I could have any advice from my limited experience of getting into the industry, is just show passion, show an eagerness. You know, just because you're really good, it's not just about talent at the end of the day. I think if you can show industry professionals that you want to do it, that you really care about it, and that you're willing to show that motivation and drive, that's far more important. Just because you've got a first or a distinction at a really good uni doesn't mean much. If you show you're willing to like go above and beyond to prove yourself and just do what needs to be done, it's just worth so much more. I was fortunate enough to have my dad work in the industry, and he always said it was the people that showed the most interest, just did the best at the end of the day. You know, you get out what you put in. It's as simple as that.
My name's Danielle Hayden. I work at BBC Breakfast TV, and I would say that people need to work their absolute socks off and they will get to where they need to be. Whenever they get knocked down, they need to just keep on getting back up. I got into the BBC through the journalism trainee scheme. I didn't get on it first time. I got annihilated in my first interview, but then I worked on everything they said I needed to, and I made it on there the second time around, and it got me my dream job.
My name is Jordan North from BBC Radio 1. I do the Sunday morning show called The Greatest Hits on Radio 1. That's 10 till 1, and I also cover for other presenters when they're off. So I'm kind of like what they call, it sounds a bit weird, but what they call a swing jock. So it's covering when other presenters are off. I first got into radio when I was 16. I started working for a community station called Preston FM, and then from there I went to student radio. From student radio, I was sending out demos and got a show on a commercial station called The Hits Radio. Then I went to Capital. Then I worked for a station called Rock FM. I'm making this sound really easy and simple, but it's not. It's pretty much taken me 10 years. It was a lot of hard work, a lot of graft. And then I got to Radio 1. I sent them some audio. They asked me to come in for a meeting. Then they asked me to come in for a pilot. So I pretended I was on Radio 1 in the studio. And then they asked me to cover one Christmas on the Early Breakfast Show. Again, I'm making this sound really easy, but it's not. It's a lot of hard work. And I am where I am now, which is, I'm very, very lucky. It's still just like saying to you, it still seems unreal to say that I'm a Radio 1 presenter. Sounds a bit weird. But I'd say about improving, you're always improving. I think even if you've been doing TV, radio, any media, any industry, I think you're always trying to improve. And for me, my biggest worry is that you get laid back and you get complacent. So for me, what I do is I always try and listen around to other presenters. And I listen, I think, she's really good. I need to be up my game. And I'm always trying to be better. And I think you should always aim to do that. My top tip is get as much experience as you possible, but don't ask for work experience. So at uni, get yourself in the studio, do podcasts, do shows, get yourself on the student station, and listen to loads and loads of different radio, and then get in contact with radio stations and ask them if you can be a help. Have a look what events are doing and be like, do you need an extra pair of hands for this? Can I come in one day and shadow this? I really, really love listening to this show on such and such a station. Is there any chance I can come on in and watch for a couple of hours? Get yourself in. So start off by shadowing, then offer your services, and then try and get some paid work and go from there. And my other bit of advice that I'll leave you be is be a nice person. I know it's very obvious, but if you're a nice person, people will want to work with you and you'll get more work that way.